The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the AFB, their Winter 22 Focus email, from the ACB, 2023 Leadership Virtual Conference Save the Date, and the benefits of audio description in education contest. From the NFB, we have Scott Labar's obituary. He died December 10th. And details on how to subscribe to Newsline to get your favorite publications. From the NOPBC, we have Future Reflections Quarterly. And from Tom's Guide, there is a new patch for iOS 16.2 that takes care of a zero-day attack vulnerability on your Apple devices. So let's get started. Focus on AFB Winter 2022. Focus on AFB is here. Take a look at what AFB is doing to further our mission of creating a world of no limits. AFB makes fundraising fun. That's a hot link headline. The Helen Keller Dining with Friends program is an entertaining way to support our mission. From food truck parties to catered meals, learn how people all over the country are gathering friends, family, and colleagues to raise $10,000 or more for the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. Donor Corner, Victoria Watts. When Victoria's youngest son, Cyrus, was born blind, she admits it was terrifying because she knows how society treats people with disabilities. But she and her husband, Josh, quickly went on to learn as much as they could about Cyrus's condition and blindness in general. And she didn't stop there. Victoria went on to raise awareness and $25,000 for AFB through a Dining with Friends event. Research Roundup. Hot link, Guide Dogs for the Blind. Guide Dogs for the Blind, GDB, reached out to AFB in 2020 to partner on an inaugural research study to assist with their strategic planning process. GDB wanted to understand the landscape of guide dog use in the U.S. and Canada. This fall, AFB provided internal findings to GDB, as well as releasing a public report. Get the latest from our Public Policy and Research Institute. Daniel Hawkins, Hotlink, what does the world look like to you? Daniel Hawkins is currently an apprentice in the AFB Talent Lab, learning how to conduct accessibility testing for digital media like websites and mobile apps. He is deafblind and uses American Sign Language frequently. In this Q&A, Daniel answers everything from how he first experienced vision loss to the biggest surprises in life, to what he wishes more people understood about those who are blind or have low vision. AFB News. Get the latest news from AFB, including how to make a difference this holiday season, that's a hot link, with a tax-deductible donation. You can also download our free digital inclusion toolkits, that's a hot link, and read our 2022 annual report at that hot link. Sign up to receive Focus in your inbox instead of your mailbox. From acb.org, save the date, ACB's 2023 Leadership Conference. ACB's 2023 Leadership Conference will have both a virtual and an in-person component. Registration for the Leadership Conference opens Tuesday, January 31st, and will cost $25. ACB's President's Meeting and Legislative Seminar will take place virtually from March 4th through 7th and will include a fireside chat on Sunday, March 5th. The in-person portion of the Leadership Conference will take place at the Hilton Alexandria Old Town from March 9 through 12 in Alexandria, Virginia. This event will take place in person only. Podcasts of the Saturday and Sunday sessions will be made available after the event has completed. Schedule of events. Thursday, March 9th, board meeting 9 to 5. Friday, March 10th, rally for accessible currency at the White House and evening reception. Saturday, March 11th, guest presenter and luncheon, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and evening dine around in Old Town, Alexandria. Sunday, March 12th, guest presenter and luncheon from 9 to 1 p.m. Monday, March 13th, attendees may visit Capitol Hill to visit with their representatives. In addition to the $25 Leadership Conference registration fee, registration for the in-person portion of the Leadership Conference is $150. Registration will include attendance to the virtual President's Meeting and Legislative Seminar, multiple exciting and informative tours around the D.C. area from Thursday morning through Sunday afternoon, weekend luncheon meals, transportation to and from the Accessible Currency Rally, and a $10 Starbucks card. Attendees will be able to join as many tours as they wish at no additional cost. The room rate for the Hilton Alexandria Old Town is $119 plus tax. The Hilton Alexandria Old Town is located at 1767 King Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. To make a reservation at the Hilton, you may visit https://tinyearl.com/acb-hilton23 or call 703-837-0440 and make a reservation for the American Council of the Blind Room Block with the group code ACB23. Please stay tuned for more details about our leadership conference speakers, activities, and tours. Also on acb.org, 2023 Benefits of Audio Description in Education Contest. Once again, the American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project, ADP, and the Described and Captioned Media Program, DCMP, are co-sponsoring an exciting opportunity for blind and visually impaired young people ages 7 to 21. This opportunity is the Benefits of Audio Description in Education, BADIE, contest. To participate, students choose an audio-described film or video from the more than 6,000 educational titles available through DCMP. They watch the film and then write an evaluation of its audio description, commenting on the extent to which the description enhanced or detracted from their experience with the film. Contest winners receive first, second, and third place prizes, and the grand prize winner is awarded an iPad mini and the chance to read his or her winning essay at the American Council of the Blind's National Conference and Convention. Teachers of first place winners also receive prizes. To register for the contest, find guidelines and prize information, learn how audio description is created, and get tips for writing a good review, visit www.badieconcontest.org. The deadline for contest entries is March 17, 2023, and winners will be notified by April 17th. From nfb.org, In Memoriam, Scott Labarre, L-A-B-A-R-R-E. A statement on his passing. Dateline Sunday, December 11th. The following message is from the National Federation of the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, and the Colorado Center for the Blind. It has been a difficult year of loss for the circle of friendship we share in our movement. We regretfully share the devastating loss of Scott Labarre, who passed away surrounded by his family on Saturday, December 10th. Most recently serving as our National General Counsel, Scott has been a longtime Federationist, a fierce leader in our movement, and a great friend to so many of us. The outpouring of love from the Federation family was deeply felt by Scott that his challenging medical condition could not be overcome. More details about services for this extraordinary individual, along with information about how we can support his wife, Anahit, and children, Alex and Carter, will be coming soon. We are overwhelmingly grateful for the decades of work that Scott did for the blind of his generation and beyond, from arguing in the courts on behalf of blind people who experienced discrimination, to his service as president of the Colorado affiliate, to the close personal mentorship he freely gave to hundreds of individuals, all while raising a family. Scott was a lawyer who ran his own private law practice in the areas of employment law, disability rights, and international copyright policy. He held several leadership positions within the American Bar Association and the Organized Blind Movement. He served as chairman of the Colorado Center for the Blind, led the National Association of Blind Lawyers, and helped establish and guide the Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium. His impact will continue to ripple across the world because of his leadership in securing the Marrakesh Treaty, an international agreement permitting the sharing of accessible books, which was just one among the many ways he created positive and lasting change. The National Federation of the Blind of Colorado presented a tribute to Scott at the 2021 state convention that shares more about his story and enduring influence, and we will continue to celebrate his life and service. Per the request of his family, memorial contributions should be directed to either the Colorado Center for the Blind or the National Federation of the Blind for the work to empower blind people to live the lives they want, to which Scott gave so much. We send our love and gratitude to him and his family. Please send messages to the LaBarre family by sending them an email to slabarre@nfb.org. From the NFB and NOPBC, NFB Newsline, great resource for blind students to use in school. NFB Newsline is a free audio and braille information service for anyone who is blind, low vision, deafblind, or otherwise print disabled that offers access to more than 500 publications, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more. NFB Newsline reopened the world of newspapers and magazines to me. Thank you so much for enabling me to read periodicals from all over the nation and world cities. It makes me feel more included and informed. NFB Newsline subscribers have access to bullet points, national newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal and USA Today, breaking news sources, including CNN, BBC, and ESPN Online, international newspapers, including Financial Times and Vancouver Sun, magazines, including Time, Consumer Reports, Guideposts, and Smithsonian, state newspapers, emergency weather alerts and 7-day forecasts localized to your zip code or GPS location, the information that scrolls along the bottom of your television screen during emergency alerts, more than 100,000 job listings from two national job sources, so TV listings localized to your zip code and provider, retail ads, NFB's national channel, including the ebook Building the Lives We Want, the Braille Monitor, Future Reflections, and presidential releases. How to sign up for NFB Newsline. Anyone who cannot read printed publications due to vision loss, dyslexia, or a physical disability is eligible to receive NFB Newsline. Please register by calling your state's Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped or the National Federation of the Blind at 866-504-7300 to request an application. You may also download and mail an application or complete our online application. After your registration is processed, you will receive a message containing your activation codes and instructions. From the NOPBC and the NFB, Future Reflections. Future Reflections is a quarterly magazine for parents and teachers of blind children that offers resources and information based on the National Federation of the Blind's positive philosophy of blindness. It is published by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, that's a hot link, in partnership with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, that's a hot link, a division of the National Federation of the Blind. In Future Reflections, you will find resources covering topics from teaching blind infants to discover and explore their surroundings to issues in higher education such as access to Braille and recorded textbooks, stories about successful blind adults who can serve as role models for blind children, a national network of parents who have shared similar experiences, and who can provide information, support, and encouragement. Guidance for teachers and educators, including planning education programs, teaching Braille in school, and keeping blind children competitive with sighted classmates. Answers to many common questions asked by parents and teachers of blind children. How to subscribe. Future Reflections is available online and in print. It is also available through our NFB Newsline program. Subscriptions to the print version are available free of charge to addresses in the United States. Canadian subscriptions are $35 per year, and other foreign subscriptions are $75 U.S. per year. Checks can be made out to the National Federation of the Blind and sent to the NFB. Attention, Future Reflections, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. To subscribe to the print version, please send an email to nfbpublications@nfb.org. Please include your address. Please also include whether you are a parent of a blind child, a teacher, or other subscriber. If you are a parent, please include your child's name and birth date. There is a list of hot links to recent issues going back to 2014 and further back issues at a hot link called Future Reflections Archive. From TomsGuide.com, Apple Patches Urgent, iOS Zero Day Flaw. Update your iPhone now. Published about yesterday. iOS 16.2 rolled out this week, and it seems it came just in time. According to Bleeping Computer, this week's iOS 16.2 update fixes a zero-day hack used to attack iPhones. In fact, this vulnerability is being actively exploited in the wild to attack iPhone users, so make sure you update to iOS 16.2 now. If you're not sure how to update, check out our guide on how to update to iOS 16.2. The bug in question is a type confusion issue in Apple's WebKit browsing engine that is used in Safari, among other Apple apps. Type confusion issues occur when a piece of code doesn't verify the type of an object that is passed to it and uses the object blindly, according to the Microsoft Defender Security Research Team. In this type of confusion exploit, maliciously crafted web content is used to perform arbitrary code execution, caused by a software error in Apple's WebKit, to execute commands in the operating system, deploy additional malware or spyware, or execute other potentially malicious actions. It was discovered by Clément Lessigne of Google's Threat Analysis Group in iOS 16.1.2, according to Apple, who only disclosed it this week. Clément Lessigne is spelled Clément Lessigne. Recommended. Let's see. My travel essentials include tech devices and gadgets that'll make sure I'll have a successful trip. It all starts with a smart suitcase, but portable chargers, noise-canceling headphones, and my portable gaming console are among my travel must-haves as well. That's a completely different topic. Why is it on a spell? Okay. Anyway, here are all the items that I always pack for work trips and vacation, along with information about price and availability for each. While Apple hasn't disclosed how attacks exploiting this vulnerability work due to security reasons, we do know that it's not just iPhones like the iPhone 14 that are affected. Any device not running iOS 16.2 or iPadOS 16.2 could be vulnerable. Although Apple did release iOS 15.7.2 as a security-only update for some older devices, and perhaps now we know why. It's also not just iPhones and iPads that are vulnerable. As many of Apple's products use WebKit, this exploit could impact a wide array of devices. While Apple claims that only versions of iOS prior to iOS 15.1 may have been exploited by malicious actors, we found evidence of a patch for this exploit in the security notes for Safari 16.2, tvOS 16.2, and macOS Ventura 13.1. So make sure you update all of your Apple devices right now, just to be safe. Get instant access to breaking news, the hottest reviews, great deals, and helpful tips. Malcolm McMillan is a news writer for Tom's Guide. Before writing for Tom's Guide, he worked many retail jobs and many Black Fridays, including a stint for Microsoft. He is passionate about video games and sports, though both cause him to yell at the TV frequently. In his spare time, Malcolm is a fantasy football player analyst. He proudly sports many tattoos, including an Arsenal tattoo, in honor of the team that causes him to yell at the TV the most. Here's what's new on coolblindtech.com. Microsoft Teams launches new accessibility features posted December 5th. In a Microsoft blog post, accessibility architect Chris Sano announced the creation of a best-in-class experience for the deaf and hard of hearing, DHH, community on Teams. Sano, who is deaf himself, has been tasked with making the platform more accessible, and his first release, Sign Language View, is now ready and hopes to transform how DHH users to take part in Microsoft Teams calls for the better. When needed, up to two sign language interpreters' video feeds are kept in a consistent location so that DHH meeting participants can dive straight into the call. The video tiles are also designed to be in optimal shape and size and will automatically stream at the highest possible quality. In its promise to listen to customer feedback, Microsoft has made sign language view preferences sticky, so that any settings don't need to be reapplied for each call. According to Sano, you can also pre-identify a set of preferred signers that you work with inside your organization on a regular basis. For example, your regular interpreters, or for interpreters, your regular clients. There is an option to turn on captions by default for all of your meetings as well. Sano asks that DHH customers continue to provide feedback through the help menu from within Teams, or to call the U.S. Help Desk to communicate directly in ASL. It is expected to roll out in the coming weeks, which coincides with an entry on the company's roadmap stating a December 2022 general availability. Right now, a version of Sign Language View has been rolled out to the public preview program on a per-user basis, so you may be able to get it that way as well. From TechCrunch.com, welcome back to the 2022 TechCrunch Holiday Gift Guide. It's that time again. Time to figure out the right gift for everyone on your list. But where to start? What's actually worth buying? We can help. We spend a lot of time, perhaps too much really, thinking about the gear we carry and use. That insight comes in handy when it's time to buy things for other people, and we're happy to share it. Need some inspiration? Dive into one of the guides below. Pick a category: work from home, frequent flyer, STEM toys, Crunch's favorite books, iPad, extremely online books, coffee, fitness tech, cannabis, smart home, coming soon, and Black Friday. Let's click a category and see what we've got. Work from home. This time 2 years ago, I changed up my annual gift guides features. Focus from travel to working from home. After all, very few of us were doing much traveling at the time. I planned to switch back as the world reopened. It's clear now, however, that for many of us, there is no going back to the before times. The pandemic has had a number of lasting impacts on our lives, including how and where we work. But the transition from the office to home requires more than simply choosing not to get on that train every morning. Creating a home office is a deliberate act. At its center is building a space where it's possible to be every bit as productive in the absence of in-face meetings and awkward break room conversations. You need to build a place that will sufficiently separate work life from the personal for 8 to 10 hours a day. Here's a handy gift guide for the person in life who needs a little extra push into that, or perhaps requires a refresh on some of the gear they purchased early in the pandemic. Mac Studio. This thing is a beast. This is that money is no object gift to really properly transform that spare room into a home office. There are far less expensive options out there, including several from Apple. But the Mac Studio is a beautiful and wildly powerful desktop. And hey, while you're picking up that little square computer, why not shell out for the $15.99 27-inch 5K studio display? It's a heck of a 1-2 combo. Though, fair warning, the studio display's webcam continues to be lacking for a system at that price point. Aside from that, picking up one of these will make you never want to go into an office or perhaps leave the house ever again. Price: Mac Studio, $19.99. Studio Display, $15.99. That's grand. Available from Apple. 2. The Opal C1. Speaking of webcams, I continue to get a lot of compliments on the picture quality from the Opal C1. The startup's hardware had great image quality out of the gate that nearly rivaled a desktop DSLR. And subsequent software updates have only made things better. The company has worked out most of the beta bugs with firmware that will work with all the major teleconferencing platforms, and tweaks to image quality that make this a hard one to beat. Also worth a look is the Insta360 Link. The webcam is priced the same at $300, but the clever gimbal base makes for more dynamic shot tracking. That's great for those who like to move around a bit more during remote meetings. Price $300. Available from Opal. Number 3, the SHURE MV7. I love this mic. I asked Shure to send me one for gift guide testing purposes and wound up writing a bit of a love letter to the thing in meantime. As I shifted from in-person to remote podcasting during the pandemic, I've spent a lot of time trying to find the perfect USB mic. With design and sound quality to rival its famous XLR counterparts, the directional MV7 is going to be a hard one to beat. I recently recorded an NPR interview on the thing and have turned it into my day-to-day teleconferencing microphone. It's about as close as you'll get to plug and play at this level, and the sound rivals studio quality recordings. Honestly, I can't say enough good things about it. Pair this with the Opal Cam, and wow, everyone on that Zoom call. Price $225, available from Amazon. Number 4, Google Nest Wi-Fi Pro. The Google Nest Wi-Fi Pro is a bit of an odd duck. Like some of the products above, it's super easy to use. After years of wildly complicated router installs, it's a breath of fresh air. Setup is effectively as easy as getting a smart speaker up and running. Also, like the above, it may be a lot more powerful than most need. The system supports extremely fast download speeds via Wi-Fi 6E, and there's a good chance your existing ISP is going to be the biggest bottleneck. I've happily ditched my ISP's hardware for one and haven't looked back. It's reasonably priced at $200. Larger homes may want to go the mesh route with two or three device bundle and designed to blend in with the surroundings, much like the rest of the Nest line. Price $200, available from Google. Number 5, the Sony WH-1000XM5. Unless you live alone in the middle of nowhere, a good pair of noise-canceling headphones are a must, and over-ear models don't come better than this. Sony continues to be my top pick in the category, courtesy of sound quality, comfort, battery life, and active noise-canceling. And bonus, when it's time to get back on the road, these are a perfect carry-on companion. Price $350, available from Amazon. Number 6, Satechi Accessories. That's spelled S-A-T-E-C-H-I. I love me a good Satechi accessory. The company makes clever, well-designed products that blend in well with their surroundings. The 2-in-1 headphone stand with wireless charger is particularly good desktop companion. The bar up top gives you a place to keep over-the-ear headphones with a USB-C port in the rear to keep them charged up. Below is a MagSafe-compatible wireless charging pad for your iPhone or AirPods. The 3-in-1 magnetic charging stand is a bit pricier. It's a great way to charge up the iPhone, AirPods, and Apple Watch in one fell swoop. The MagSafe pad is also designed to keep the phone upright so you can continue to use it while topping up the battery. Price, 2-in-1 headphone stand with wireless, $80. 3-in-1 magnetic wireless charging stand, $120. Available from Satechi. Number 7, Keychron Q5 QMK Custom Mechanical Keyboard. I asked my friend and fellow Trek Cruncher, Frederick, to recommend a nice, accessible mechanical keyboard for my work-from-home guide. He recommended the Keychron Q5 QMK Custom Mechanical Keyboard. The accessory is customizable, but it's nothing too fancy. Just a great-feeling, terrific-sounding, well-priced mechanical keyboard that will help your loved one reconnect with the joys of typing. Price $200, available from Keychron. Number 8, Koway AirMega AP1512HH Mighty. How about the person who seems to otherwise have their office in order? No one ever regretted bringing a high-quality air purifier into their house. Well, I ran out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.